the JohnGibson.com premium podcast member, Morning News Digest, also known as the Morning Dump. Look, this is a conservative podcast, and there are some mornings where I feel I have to warn you about discussing the news at work. We're in dangerous territory here, dangerous with the HR department when you show up at work. Today's a little like the world James Damore found himself in at Google. He was fired for allegedly perpetuating gender stereotypes. This is a day you could get fired for allegedly perpetuating racial and ethnic hate. So you got to be careful of what you say. The president is finding that out today. He's being eaten alive by a news media that sees only one story in Charlottesville. Here's his offense at a news conference yesterday.
What about the alt-left that came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right? Do they have any semblance of guilt? Let me ask you this. What about the fact they came charging, that they came charging with clubs in their hands, swinging clubs? Do they have any problem? I think they do.
You can hear the news media screaming at him, you know you got a problem if you take that same position. It is the truth. But the media sees the Klan and the Nazis. That's it. They don't see people who are neither Klan nor Nazis, who also don't want those Confederate statues to come down. Those people think there's something creepy and Talibanish about yanking down statues of figures from history we all of a sudden think shouldn't be seen in public. Figures we have decided, or they have decided, are the face of hate. So there could not have been good people, in the opinion of the news media, on the side protesting the removal of Robert E. Lee's statue. They were all KKK and all Nazis, end of story. On the other side, just good people protesting racists and hate mongers. No condemnation, no denunciation for the Antifa, the Black Bloc, the by any means necessary folks. These are the thugs who wear masks and go out to public events such as conservative demonstrations or protests or rallies to beat up conservatives, to smash the heads of Trump supporters, and along the way to smash windows, burn cars, and create street riots. They've been doing this for months. Those left-wing thugs were there. They were there to fight, to punch out the Nazis and the Klansmen. To the media, they were invisible. And even if you do see them, those thugs don't matter. I can predict people are going to wind up sitting in HR today if they start taking President Trump's position. If you talk about the alt-left, the Antifa thugs, you might have a real problem at work. So while I'm here to tell you the truth about Charlottesville, that the Antifa are a scourge on this country and should be denounced, that is not the acceptable narrative today. Be careful as you walk into work. You're going to hear Trump condemned for his news conference and his statements about quote-unquote both sides. The acceptable version of the truth today is that there is only one side, against hate and evil, against the Klan and the Nazis. I'm against the Klan and the Nazis, but I'm also against the Antifa. But I don't have an HR department anymore, so I don't need to worry about it. Be very careful voicing an opinion that perhaps the Nazis and the Klans weren't the only evil in Charlottesville. Be careful denouncing the left-wing thugs who wear masks and have been beating people up for months now because they're conservative. Evidently, the way the media is playing it, that is aligning yourself with the Klan and the Nazis, and since they are evil, you could be evil too. Remember James Damore from Google. He was allegedly perpetuating gender stereotypes, and he was fired. If you aren't completely on board opposing the Klan and the Nazis, if you offer condemnation or denunciation of the left-wing anarchists who came to fight them, you just might be perpetuating hate. Today's Morning Dump is a warning. Careful who you express your opinions around at work today. Sometimes it might be wise to keep your thoughts to yourself. Be sure to check out the show at noon Eastern at johngibson.com and become a premium podcast member or tell your friends to become one. This has been the johngibson.com premium podcast member, Morning News Digest, known also as the Morning Dump.